Good morning. The first of at least a couple of fronts passed by last evening with a round of light snow showers that dusted the ground across parts of interior New York and New England with some light snow. So some of us are waking up to that this morning. Also, a west-northwest wind is kicking in. Temperatures have dropped back into the 20s to around 30, so there could be a few slick spots out there early this morning. With the wind persisting and becoming gusty behind this front, temperatures will have a difficult time climbing, despite a fair amount of sunshine, especially during the morning hours. This afternoon, more clouds will mix in, but readings will stay in the 20s and lower 30s. Another front will make an approach from the west tonight with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. The wind will be even stronger behind this front as it blows through, and this will push temperatures back down into the teens. Behind this front tomorrow, some of the coldest air of the season will blow in. With mostly cloudy skies, it'll be rather windy and very cold with scattered snow showers. High temperatures will only be near 20, but wind chill values all day long will hover at or even below zero. Tomorrow night, the coldest of the cold will be with us, with most locations going down to zero or below, and wind chill values between 15 and 30 below zero. On Friday, not much of a recovery. Despite lots of sunshine mixed with some late-day clouds, highs will only be in the teens. There'll be a little less wind on Friday, but wind chill values will still be close to zero. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system evolving out of the Ohio Valley and heading in our direction. It looks like it's going to spread some snow our way late Friday night and Saturday morning. Snow will persist for the first half of the day Saturday as temperatures climb through the 20s and into the 30s. Right now, it looks like there'll be a transition to some sleet, maybe even rain by the end of the day Saturday as temperatures warm through the 30s and toward 40 by Sunday morning. The next front will pass through on Sunday afternoon, and any rain showers will change to snow showers as temperatures drop back through the 30s. Another round of cold is set for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a Pacific low-pressure system accompanied by expansive plume of moisture will spread rain and mountain snow into portions of the West Coast and Great Basin and Intermountain West today. Cold air in place over the interior West will allow precipitation to fall as snow. Warmer air will gradually push into the region as the low-pressure system approaches, raising snow levels tonight and tomorrow. The rapid progression of the warm front northward could also result in areas of sleet or freezing rain at lower elevations where cold air will remain trapped for a longer period of time. Winter storm watches and warnings are in effect. Closer to the coast, flooding rains are possible across much of central and northern California. The threat for heavy precipitation is expected to persist into tomorrow and Friday, while multiple waves of low pressure move along the front into the west coast. Across the northern plains, a cold air mass already in place will be reinforced by the arrival of a fast-moving Arctic front. High temperatures today are expected to be 20 to 30 degrees below average from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. Wind chill advisories have been expanded and are now in effect from Montana into Ohio, with wind chill values as low as 30 below zero. With this frigid air flowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, lake effect snow will be the result downwind of all the Great Lakes into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 9 above zero with a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 27. 88% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Fort Lauderdale and Miami, both in Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Ulm, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and becoming breezy in the mid-40s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy near 40, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with snow showers and heavier squalls, 2 to 4 inches of snow during the day with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 36, that's 7 degrees above normal. A half an inch of snow yesterday, 5.7 inches for the month, which is 9/10 of an inch above normal, and 8.0 now for the year, which is 1/10 of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1901, and the record low, 5 below zero in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing snow shower, temperatures holding steady in the 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with temperatures holding steady in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with passing snow showers and heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario, temperatures holding steady in the 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and squalls tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with temperatures holding steady near 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered snow showers, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, very cold, scattered snow showers near 20. Mostly sunny with some late-day clouds Friday, frigid, only in the teens. Snow changing to sleet, perhaps some rain by the end of the day Saturday, mid-30s. Rain showers Saturday night and Sunday morning near 40. Then temperatures drop Sunday afternoon with snow showers. And mostly sunny but cold Monday and Tuesday back into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.